Thank you for calling customer service. My name is Crystal. I am the floor supervisor. How may I help you today, please?
Hi, Crystal. This is Lydia Fry. I have an account. My MasterCard was charged from Exclusive Ultra Motivation on January 27th, and then it was trying to charge again today. And I have no idea what that is. So my credit card company gave me this phone number to call.
Okay. Yes, ma'am. Your credit card company gave you the number to call. Okay. Let's see if we can figure out what's going on for you. You verified your first and last name. I appreciate that. And I'm waiting on your account to come up. It's a good address, the 4264 Market Road, Mechanicsville, Virginia.
Yes, ma'am.
Yes, ma'am. Thank you. Okay, and let's see what we have going on here for you. As soon as it stops spinning, we got the Wi-Fi booster, which extends your Wi-Fi signal and strength. But the other agent said you never requested that. Is that correct?
Yes, ma'am. We don't need a Wi-Fi booster.
Okay, yes, ma'am. You don't need a Wi-Fi booster. I get that. Yes, ma'am. Someone requested a Wi-Fi booster and paid the shipping and handling of $7.45 for the product. It was a free welcoming gift to our Consumer Gadget Club. I do see where they charged you $49.97. That is a monthly charge. You would get a $125 gift card each month. Ma'am?
We haven't gotten any Wi-Fi booster, though.
Yes, ma'am. I do see the Wi-Fi booster was delivered. Let me look at this. It was shipped out October 22nd. See, these charges auto-renew every 30 days. But let's go here.
We haven't gotten one here at this residence at all.
Okay. Yes, ma'am. I do apologize for that. It does look like the United States Postal Service is saying it was delivered on October 31st, but you never received it.
No, ma'am.
Okay. Yes, ma'am. And you're wanting a refund for the $49.97. Is that correct, ma'am?
Let me see. In January, it was charged, $49.97. And then it tried to charge $56 today.
$56 today?
Yes.
Yes, ma'am. I do see the $56.95 for today did go through because there was a price increase. Yes, ma'am. But I do see the $49.97 did go through on 127. We do take fraud very seriously. We'll be glad to work with your local authorities, have them verify the IP address, the device that was used to make this purchase, and we will go forward with an investigation, ma'am. Is that okay with you?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. Yes, ma'am. Let's see what we can do to help you out with those charges. Okay, yes, ma'am, and I do see where I can go ahead and issue the refund of the $56.95 for you.
Okay, and how about the other one for $49.97? And he said he was closing the account.
Yes, ma'am. He definitely did close the account to stop all future charges for us. And let's see right here what we can find out for us. Okay, here we go. And let me put this in here and see what we can do to help you out. Oh, my goodness. Okay, just one second. My computer is not working correctly for me. Surprise. Okay. Okay, here we go. I have that $56.95 refunded back to you now. It'll be back in your account in 3 to 5 business days. The account is canceled. There'll be no future charges whatsoever, ma'am. Could I please give you a confirmation number for that?
Yes, ma'am.
C as in Charlie, 25, 910-6629.
Okay.
Yes, ma'am. Is there anything else I can help you with today, please?
That's it.
Awesome. Well, I thank you, ma'am, for calling customer
Thank
service.
you.
I'm sorry.
Thank you.
Oh,
Okay,
you're
thank
so
you.
welcome. Oh, most definitely, ma'am. Thank you for calling customer service. You have a great day, please.
Thank you.
Thank you, ma'am. Bye-bye. Thank you for calling.